Aaron Wood on Stray FM's Business Hub.
We all hate being owed money. Nobody likes it in any part of their life, but particularly when it could make or break your business. Now, if you haven't been paid for some services or products that you've provided, this can be incredibly frustrating and incredibly time-consuming. And sometimes it could even threaten the livelihood of your business. So, to help maybe just give you some advice on how to avoid these situations from even occurring in the first place and what to do if they do happen, I'm delighted to welcome from Serenwood, a legal firm that's not quite like the others, Anna Clark. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
Anna, this is not a nice place to be in business, is it?
It's absolutely not. It can be stressful. It can take you away from actually managing your business. And it's not just stressful in the business. You know, it's very hard to leave that stress at the office door. And I find that many business owners will take that stress home with them. And it can really impact on their home life and their relationships and their family. And so what we really want to do is try and find a way to help business owners not get into that horrible situation in the first place.
You almost ignore it, don't you? It's that age-old thing of people say they pull the covers up over their head and hope it goes away. And I imagine lots of business owners can be tempted to do that.
It's so true. I completely agree. I've seen so many business owners, they bury their head in the sand, and we're all guilty of it. Like you say, we're guilty of it in the rest of our lives as well. And within business, it's exactly the same. You know, you might think, well, if I just ignore it, it will go away, or they might come and pay up. Or do you know what? This is just a really difficult conversation that I don't want to have.
So have you come across this yourself in your career? Have you seen this happen to businesses?
Yeah, I have. Unfortunately, I have. A client recently, a bespoke furniture manufacturer, was owed upwards of £30,000,
wow.
I think it was. And unfortunately, the relationship with the customer had just broken down. There wasn't really anything wrong with the service and the furniture that had been provided, but the relationship had broken down and they just weren't paying. And so our client had pretty much ignored this for about 4 months and had got to the stage where he just thought, rather than deal with this, I'm just going to pay it myself.
Wow.
Because he thought that was an easier and less stressful way of dealing with it.
It is so tempting just to go, do you know what? I'm over this. I don't want to deal with it anymore.
But I think it is. I think because it is a difficult and stressful situation. And unfortunately, there may be people out there that actually try and capitalise on those feelings and think, do you know what? If I just keep ignoring their invoices, their chases, maybe they will get sick of it and maybe they will leave me alone.
And I can imagine people more tempted to do that with a small business than they are, say, a massive corporation.
Yeah, I think unfortunately that is the case. I mean, we had quite a funny situation a while ago where I was acting for a carpet manufacturer. It was quite a high-end carpet manufacturer. And they had made carpets for the Earl of, well, I won't say which Earl, but it was an Earl who owned
an
it.
Earl, that's all Earl. We need to know.
Yes, exactly. With a number of stately homes, he'd ordered carpets with the, you know, the family coat of arms and the,
wow,
the monograms and what have you.
It's a different world.
Absolutely. And carpets installed, everybody's happy, but they just didn't pay. And I think, much like you were saying, it's a situation where maybe somebody in a position of power is just trying to use that to push the payment terms as far as possible. And the business owner there, the carpet manufacturer, had tried, you know, everything that I would suggest you do to get paid and were just being ignored. So then we stepped in and basically looked at the situation and said, well, there's not actually anything we've done wrong here. We need to do something to get them back to the table, to get them back talking to us, because again, communication had broken down. So we threatened to issue a winding up petition, and you know, the Earl wasn't very happy, but he paid the bill very quickly. And then it actually turned out that there was a bit of a disconnect between the Earl and the management company that was running these stately
homes. Yes.
And so when the Earl found out that we hadn't been paid, he was actually pretty distraught and sent a handwritten apology letter.
So, you at Serenwood and yourself, Anna, personally, have seen this many times and you've advised many businesses on what to do to get through this. So, to that end, we have created the Serenwood Top 5 Tips for Making Sure You Get Paid. So we're going to run through these and then we'll go into them in touch more detail afterwards.
One.
Have proper terms and conditions in place.
Two.
Check your payment terms.
Three.
Check your client's reputation.
Four.
Check what was agreed.
Five.
What to do if you're still not being paid.
Right, this is great. Breaking this down into five areas then. So first of all, first thing you should do before you do any kind of business, like you say, proper terms and conditions. What does that mean?
Absolutely. It's almost looking at this from a back to front perspective. You think, right, I'm not being paid. What can I do now? Really, what you need to be doing is taking a step back and making sure that you've got everything in place before the contract or before the project starts. So this is making sure that you've got proper terms and conditions, making sure that you document all the important terms that you agree with your customer, even if it's just on email.
The second point that we made in our top five tips there was that your payment terms should be really clear. That obviously goes in hand, doesn't it, with your terms and conditions generally, but the payment terms, obviously laying out what you have to do to pay and when and how much and everything. That's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's making sure that they are clear in the T's and C's, that everybody knows what they are. Have a look around. Is what you're proposing in line with your market or industry practice? Is there anything you can do maybe to get payment up front? Mm. And if you can't get payment up front, because often that isn't possible, consider looking at retention of title clauses in your T's and C's. It's effectively a mechanism to enable you to keep ownership of your product, even though you may have already delivered it.
So effectively saying, I still own this until you pay for it.
Exactly.
Number three was about checking your customer. Now, some businesses, you know, if you run a shop, you're not going to say, well, actually, can I just check before I sell you that jam that you are who you say you are? But in some industries, that's really important, isn't it? Especially if you're dealing with high value transactions.
Absolutely, it is. And I think there's many things you can do. For example, checking credit references, checking there's no CCJs against the customer. But there's other things you can do as well. You can maybe have a chat to other people in your industry or in the market. Find out what your potential customer or client's reputation is like. Do they have a history maybe for being difficult or slow payers or somebody who, you know, throws up a lot of problems?
Number four, just make sure that you've checked what you agreed and that you've done your side, because if there's something you haven't done, then they've every right not to pay you.
Absolutely. And it sounds obvious, but there may well be something in the contract, particularly if you've contracted on your client's terms and conditions. There might be something in there you're not aware of. Maybe you have to provide them with a certificate of completion, for example. Go back and check exactly what was agreed.
And then what to do if you haven't been paid and you've followed those first four points. The fifth point is what to do.
It's a case of talking, keep talking, like you've said, communication with them. We need to understand why they're not paying. Is there a dispute? Is it the fact that they don't have money? Or is it simply that they're trying to push their luck on the credit terms? If we have a situation where the customer simply doesn't have the funds to pay, you need to have a look at whether or not you might just be throwing good money after bad if you tried to pursue them.
So basically then, follow those five steps and hopefully you'll minimise the chances of these things happening. Of course, if they do, Seren would have a wealth of advice they can offer and, you know, take it further if they need to, can help you with that. But the Business Club is a club that you can join as a small business to get some resources available with you to help you solve some of the more basic problems that maybe don't need to go to court, isn't it? And also to help network with other businesses that may be experiencing things or be able to help you.
Absolutely. The Business Club has been set up to provide support and training to businesses, particularly in the early days and the setup days. The focus really is to keep it in everyday accessible language to help you do this. And then we're there to support if anything needs to be particularly tailored to your business or your sector.
Fantastic. So if you want to find out more about that club and perhaps even join, then you can head to the website
serenwood.co.uk. And we'll also be including a useful download on our blog this week. Please do pop over and sign up for our newsletter. Serenwood on Stray FM's Business Hub.